This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
No. I would say it was, I thought it was coffee, but then we're, it also.
Jeff, we're waxing. Could you stay out of our way?
No, that's what I'm facilitating joy.
Yeah. Although coffee would have been like, I kept wetting the spot. You know, you do the old wet the spot, watch it dry. Hopefully the spot dries with the wetness.
Yep.
Yeah. But the spot stayed.
Yep.
The spot stayed. So it had to have been an oil-based stain. Yes, exactly.
I wonder if it was some kind of Dijon.
A mustard nose.
No, like it didn't look like a mustard.
Yeah.
What did you have for breakfast that day?
It was a coffee, and I want to say like
a scone.
It looked like fresh wetness.
First Zoom record in like 2 months. This sucks.
Don't you prefer the Zoom records to the regulars?
No, I like being in studio. It has that energy. It makes you feel like you're clocking in, going into work, Mad Men style.
You asked if you could come in on a Sunday the other day.
Yeah.
That's sad.
How's that sad? I'm trying to fit
in
guests.
Well, you just said like clocking in Mad Men style. And
that's sort of like working hard, playing hard.
I guess so.
And then
you're making it sound like you work in a factory.
A laugh factory.
Punching your
nice. We did mention this on the Zach Dunn episode that came out today. For all you guys playing HeadGum Podcast Bingo, there's my slot where I mentioned the day we're recording.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A non-helpful sort of almost, I guess, confusing way to start the episode. Yeah, the episode that came out today to the people listening to this episode that came out today.
Okay, the episode that came out last Friday.
Now I'm confused.
For this episode, can we give Amir a background since he's like full blue screen for once?
It's not lit well enough to do it, but I'll do it.
Oh, like actually in post to make it a blue screen.
Yeah.
I thought you wanted me to choose a Zoom virtual background.
No, you didn't light it well enough for me to do it perfectly, but I'll key in the Florida Keys or something like that.
That's funny. Key in a bunch of keys. Let me see if I can turn.
Maybe I'll key in Peel.
That's nice. Really good.
Yeah.
How about this?
Worse.
Of course.
Because you have to be lit and the background has to be lit. So you putting a light on
this
just
episode
you
has to be lit.
Isn't good for the keying.
Forget I asked.
We've got Joel Dunoff on the show. You're looking like very much white men can't jump right now.
I was actually worried about my lighting too. The lighting in my bedroom isn't great. The sun could go down at any moment.
Yeah, we're really fighting the sun over here on the East Coast.
You also might wipe your webcam, right? It's very smudgy.
A rosy glow.
I look worse now.
Yeah.
All right, if you were doing post effects, can we do Joel smudges his lens and then he has a mustache for the rest of the show?
Handlebar.
Joel, smudge your lens again.
Swoop.
Great. So I'll put it in between the two smudges because with the The last thing I'm going to do when we're in this December period where I'm banking 3 weeks of work in 3 weeks, which is just doubling up 3 weeks in a row, is to motion capture or at least motion track a fake mustache onto Joel. Because ultimately, that's not funny.
Kind of funny.
Not really.
I think it's a little funny with this after part.
No, we were talking on the episode with Zach Dunn that it's harder for me to be mean to people in the studio. So here we are back on Zoom. I'm in a room alone, so I can say anything I want in my head out loud. And that doesn't hurt your guys' feelings.
Well,
did you guys see / listen to last week's episode with Zach?
I saw it was uploaded because I always check to make sure that Jeff did his job.
That's good.
I didn't watch it yet, though.
Joel?
Yeah, I haven't heard it either.
I was just wondering if anybody had any notes. Yeah.
Yeah.
No notes. I am happy to report that for once, the HeadGum Podcast was not on my Spotify Wrapped. from just like checking to make sure it's working and things are fine.
So what was on your Spotify Wrapped for podcasts?
The Always Sunny Pod was the top one. Hmm. Newcomers was the second one. Gossip Kings.
Of course.
Nice.
And the Red Flags Podcast, an F1 podcast that I listened to until I realized one of the hosts was Kat Cohen's boyfriend and I couldn't go on.
I ran into Carl Tart the other day at Edendale.
Oh, where?
At Edendale.
Did you say hi?
Yeah, I said hi. My roommate, George Saba, works on Grand Crew. So I was like, also, you work with my roommate. And he was like, yeah, George. That was it.
That's nice.
That's so great.
Yeah. There's more to that story that I don't feel comfortable telling right now.
I suppose.
Joel, how's that cock? You said you got on field. Let's get a field update. Joel texted me. Sorry.
Marika could be drinking anything right now. Is that a flat Pepsi? Is it a red wine? Is it a Mr. Said, Pibb?
Joel Ooh, said, Mr. Pibb. First field date went swimmingly.
Diet Coke. With powdered lime, actually. That's my big plug.
Why don't we, make it the Marika hour? Right?
I have a lot to talk about.
Let's do 15 minutes of Brownlee, and then we can get to the real stuff.
You should show that to Avital. She loved that movie.
It's my favorite movie of the year, probably.
Wow.
Favorite?
I watched it with her.
Your fifth favorite?
Hmm?
You said favorite, so I was like, oh, your fifth favorite.
What if I was doing an Irish accent for just that word?
Joel texted me, first field date went swimmingly, so really, in a way, you spread me a bit of joy, and transitively I said, Canyon? This is a joy to hear. An Ouroboros Can't of exultation for the both of us. I did say this. You didn't respond.
Yeah, I meant you can't say it now.
Oh, I also right. Can't say this. Not that he didn't say it.
Yeah.
Marika, go on.
I have no idea what any of that meant, to be honest.
The name of the person you went on a date with?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Laurel Canyon. Okay.
No, I don't even know. I don't know what that is.
Got it. Marika?
Do you want me to talk
we haven't
just
done
about
one of
anything?
These in a while. Let's do a Marika Takes the Reins for 7 minutes.
Seven.
Okay.
She did say before you came on, Amir, that she has a lot to go over.
Yeah. Well, it was prompted, or Jeff asked me what was wrong with me, I think, or something to that effect. And I said that I was falling apart. And part of that is because of the harrowing thing that I experienced yesterday, which is actually like seriously bad, but I will make light of it because it was crazy. I went to see the movie Bones and All at a movie theater, the AMC 34th Street Theater. I had been there mere days ago to see Glass Onion, but I went back to the exact same theater, Theater 12 on the top floor. To see Bones and All, a movie starring Timothée Chalamet, Taylor Russell, about cannibals. Watching the movie, having a kind of stressful time. There's a lot of stuff going on in my row. I was in the back row. There were like phones going off. At one point, two ushers came up both aisles, checked on something, like someone in the row waved and then they left. Before the movie, someone came up and was like looking for a specific chair and then was like messing with the settings and like trying to fix it, I think. Someone left their headphones and of course they came back to the theater right as the movie was starting to get them. There's just a lot going on. So I was in the theater, just like a little stressed. It's also like a little bit scary of a movie. I don't know if anyone's seen it. I won't spoil what happens. But in the last 5 minutes, when arguably a lot is going on in this movie about cannibals, I look over to the man that is sitting directly next to me, and his dick is out of his pants.
And he, out of a zipper?
Yes. And I leaned over to my friend, and I was like, the man next to me is masturbating. And
jerking off.
Like, yeah. And she was like, move towards me then. I was like, I'm going to get up. Am I going to miss anything crazy? And she was like, yes. And so I just exited my seat. I didn't bring any of my stuff with me. And I just walked and I stood in the hallway for the rest of the movie and watched standing. And we immediately left. It was truly crazy. Can't stop thinking about it, obviously, because why? So many reasons. And then I tweeted
boner
this.
And all?
Got a lot of those responses. Classic, yeah. Classic. I did tweet my review, which is basically like I couldn't review this movie because the man next to me had his dick out for the last 5 minutes.
But that's more than a dick out. That's like a...
Yeah, no, for sure. And my friend said afterwards he like just covered it with his phone. And I, like,
what?
I don't know.
That's how
small dick,
it was.
By the way.
Yeah. iPhone mini.
Yeah, he had the 12 mini.
Yeah.
Well, also, his phone kept going off the entire movie. Like every 5 minutes, it would bing. And I, when my
they were all
were like,
Amber alerts.
What was the state of this man? Was it like a dignified old man? Or was it a rambunctious teen?
An older man, like. He seemed fine. I felt like there was...
What do you like mean?
There was a lot of stuff going on. And I feel like, you know, sometimes people go to movie theaters to sleep. Like, they sneak in or whatever. Yeah. And, like, just to, like, sit for a while. And I felt like there was someone else in the theater that was doing that. Because it was, like, I don't know. They had, like, a ton of bags with them. Like, a huge book bag. A little weird. But this guy, he walked up to his seat. He sat down on the headphones that the man later picked up. He was like, are these yours? I said no. He put them in the seat next to him, and we carried on. But like, it wasn't like I didn't hear, like I saw him occasionally like shifting like this. I felt like a little uncomfortable vibes from him. I couldn't really tell why, but I chalked it up to watching a movie about cannibals where like it's just like, who can you trust?
So he was Django to the cannibal part.
I mean, it was like a significantly bloody, like,
got it,
every like the culmination of the movie.
Jeez Louise.
Kind of. So that was crazy. But yeah, a lot of weird responses to my tweet as well. Someone tagged Jeff in one, and it's like, I don't know. Get off the internet for a night.
Were you like laughing, or were you like legitimately traumatized? Like, how many jokes should we make right now about it?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, no, I was making jokes. I was talking about it very loud as I was exiting the theater. I just wanted everyone around to be aware.
Got it.
Yeah.
Did you tell on him?
No, because like, how... would I? You know what I mean? Like,
kind of a waste of your time, I guess.
Yeah. I was like, I can't really.
It'd be nice if he got in trouble.
Yeah.
I have to imagine he like snuck into the theater, which honestly, like, there was a woman sitting by the escalator on the bottom floor that barely checked me in. Like, I almost walked past her. So I could see how that would happen. But yeah, I was like, who am I going to tell? Like, what is that going to do? But I mean, ultimately, I can make fun of it, but it is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, America.
And now that movie is ruined for me.
Did you like it aside from that before you realized the fappy?
Yeah. Well, the other thing that I was, that is cut, like the joke that I was originally going to make which I decided was too bad to make, but then became fine when this happened, was my review for the movie was almost going to be Army Hammer watching this and jerking off.
I was going to make an Army Hammer joke.
So, yeah. So now it's fine to make. But
I mean, did we rule out that it was him?
That was perfect timed storytelling. 7 minutes of Marika takes the reins, and wrapped it up at the seventh minute.
Mm-hmm.
7 minutes in hell.
Hilarious casting, by the way, that Timothy Chalamet's in that movie.
He's kind of great in it. I don't know. He's like he's being real weird in it. It's really fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed him.
They're like, what was the inspiration for this character? And he's like, well, that's my
army. He produced the movie.
We do have to move on. We can talk more about
and that's
you
the
being...
problem. Like, I don't want to move on. And you're just sweeping this whole thing under the rug.
Well, for some, like Marika, we actually can't move on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But yeah, let's hear what's going on. Gordon Gekko versus the Geico lizard or some shit.
Well, it was going to be Bond of the Week, but yeah, like, do you
right,
want to talk about it
more? The guy that was Django next to Marika.
Okay, that's, all right. That's horrible. That was a non-consensual sexual experience.
Yeah, for sure.
That sucks. I'm sorry that happened.
It's okay. I'll internalize it and then get over it one day.
Madonna is my Bond of the Week.
Lady Madonna.
Mine's Edward Norton in Glass Onion, specifically his character Miles Braun.
That's good.
Did you like that movie?
I did. Did you see it?
No. I didn't see the first one either.
Joel?
Wow. Should.
I'll go Will Smith. I think he needs... Like, if there was just one slap scene in the movie, it would go viral.
I think that would undo all of the press that he's currently doing to rejuvenate his figure that is ultimately fine because no one cares anymore.
Emancipation style.
Mm-hmm.
Amir, Bond of the Week? You already did yours. Never mind.
You know
that's over and done with? What?
I was going to say Anthony Fauci.
Hasn't he come up as a Bond before?
No it's way. I remember every Bond suggestion.
You know how they did two Casino Royales?
Yeah.
This will be the second Dr. No. Because that's kind of what he did for like 2 years. He was like, he was a doctor who was telling you no. You can't do that. Yeah, laugh there.
Can
Don't
someone
say yeah, that's
make
where you laugh.
A HeadGum podcast fandom.com Wikia, whatever those things are, page that lists all of the Bonds of the Week.
Yeah, it would take a few weeks to put it all together, but we'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, let's just do a Wikipedia page because that's more legitimate.
No,
that would help me get verified.
It really needs to be a fan Wikia.
Yeah.
Why can't
I agree? I mean, that's the first place that I go for any relevant information about.
I skip them every time because I'm like, oh, these are.
That's crazy.
Crazed fans.
The other
editing these pages willy nilly.
Do you want to know something really sad and weird that I did recently?
Another.
So I went to see this movie.
I was trying to look up a really niche reference to the Netflix series The Punisher to respond to a text from my friend. And then I couldn't find it in the fandom article, but I got so enthralled in the plot description that I read the entire plot description of every
of a movie you've seen.
No, well, I have seen it, but it's multiple TV shows, like every plot that The Punisher is involved in the Marvel Netflix universe written out. And it wasn't written well. clear mistakes.
So why did you read it, man?
I don't know.
Commenting all the mistakes at the bottom.
This is crazy. I've never seen this. I'm feeling normal. Joel's barely gotten a word in edgewise. Amir is his normal, sinewy, deplorable self. But Marika is coming in with that Friday feeling.
Woo!
All right. A White Lotus mystery. This is news of the day. Actually, you know what? Let's take a quick break. Thanks, some sponsors. Hoping the show does a little bit better financially next year. So,
you and me both.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Let's take it into news of the day. Per the Wall Street Journal, a White Lotus mystery. Constant hotel dining. I was so happy when I saw this headline because I was like, yeah, these people are all like really rich. They wouldn't be eating at the hotel every single night. They're in Sicily.
Maybe it's more of a remote location and has like a world star restaurant.
Every night? They said these decadent television characters can afford any meal anywhere. Why do they stick with the same in-house menu?
Oh, like the characters in season two are eating at the hotel.
Well, actually, some of them have been going off to yachts and day trips and night trips and stuff like that. So that's not entirely accurate.
Well, Christopher from The Sopranos and his family always eats at the restaurant every single night. I'm like, and they all look so complacent. I'm like, that's what, like, vacations are for breaking your routine, Joel.
Yeah, but there's something nice about going to the same restaurant every single night.
They're also kind of depressed. Grandfather. What's that?
They're kind of depressed.
What an impish smile Amir just had.
Sorry, I'm trying to sit down.
This is actually one of my favorite underrated tweets of my own recently. Can I read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please.
Rumpy Stiltskin. An imp barters for a daughter / also has a fucking dump truck.
Is that what happens in Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah, like a hunchback barters
for
a
daughter. I thought it was the hair thing.
No, that's Rapunzel.
That's Rapunzel.
Oh.
Rumpy Stiltskin. Did you guys get it?
I don't remember who Rumpelstiltskin is.
Rump.
He like trades gold for a daughter.
I was
guys!
I was confusing him with Rasputin.
A real person.
Yeah.
All right. Discuss. Lake Bell jokes that she's straight up a better parent on weed. What do we think?
I think it really sucks that Lake Bell was killed off in the beginning of Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
I think it really sucks that I've only been to her house once.
Because it was bad or because you should go more?
As I should be invited for a weekly dinner, Gilmore Girls style.
Oh. Is she in Gilmore Girls?
No.
No.
But they have a weekly dinner. Even I know that.
Yes.
She had to pay Rory back because the grandparents paid for Rory's college.
Yeah.
Yale.
Joel, I think you're a Logan.
Is that someone in Gilmore Girls? Because if it was, I would know, and it's not.
Yeah, it is. It's her third boyfriend.
Oh. I'm a Luke. And I will run a diner one day.
Okay.
I never watched Gilmore Girls, but I don't believe you're a Luke. You have to, you're not a like flannel and hats guy.
What? Jeff, I'm on your Twitter. You never tweeted the Rumpelstiltskin. Your last 10. I mean,
did you delete it? Because it was so underrated.
Imagine dying during a massage. That's your most recent one. Thinking about going to Mallorca someday, whatever.
That one got Marika. I just like image of your face in the little thing and someone like continues meeting into you erstwhile you died at minute 14.
Rigor mortis sets in and they're like, wow, so tense.
Hollywood can make you miserable. White Lotus star Aubrey Plaza just laughs it off. Amir, does Hollywood make you miserable?
Not me personally, because I haven't had much success, but I can see why the entire industry is toxic and structured in such a way that most people either fail or have a terrible time succeeding.
Okay, that was depressing as shit. The U.S. city with the most coffee shops per capita isn't what you'd expect.
It's actually Seattle.
Where do you guys think it is?
Is it a city we've heard of, like a big city like Denver, or is it like a random small city like Concord, New Hampshire?
It's a top 10 U.S. city.
Wow.
Phoenix.
Boston.
I'll say Miami.
Believe it or not, San Francisco actually is packed with the most coffee shops per capita.
That's not terribly surprising.
Yeah.
Or
it's a really small, densely populated city.
Yeah, not that many people live there.
I'm so worried this is per Slate. I'm so worried my kid is becoming that kid. How can I keep that from happening?
Pointing to an ugly kid.
Don't send them to the University of Chicago.
Nice.
So you think you're that kid?
That kids are a term that you Chicago students use to refer to the students that like ask for homework or like raise their hand constantly, just are a general annoying nuisance in class.
Like a pick me girl, but for classmates?
I don't know what a pick me girl is.
A pick me girl is like a female misogynist.
Pick me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's cool.
Oh, I didn't. What?
Yeah, they're like, they want to be the fun, like the only girl in the room. And they're like, oh, like I'm such a guy's girl. And it's like they try and push other
like
women
cool,
down while uplifting themselves.
A cool girl?
No.
And not like other girls?
No, actually, not like a cool girl.
Now that's a that kid move.
This article had my jaw on the floor. This person's judging his kids so quickly. My five-year-old had a fairly smooth transition to kindergarten after only limited preschool experiences because of COVID. He seemed to have friends, be well-liked by his classmates, and is testing academically at about average or a little above. He's
academically?
Extremely...
academically? What's academically? Like somebody named Emily or... Sorry, continue. Carry on.
My therapist basically knows your name.
By heart.
Is that a threat?
At our first quarterly conference with his teacher this week, we were pretty blindsided to hear that he's been having a tough week. He's been struggling to stop talking / fidgeting when asked. He's disrupting the class by chatting or not keeping his hands to himself, etc. It seems like his impulse control, which I would say has been at an age-appropriate level until recently, has really slipped in the classroom. This kid is five. I'm at a loss and I'm freaked out. Is something wrong? Do we need to evaluate him for something? I have so many theories. He's been out sick with the flu, he's overstimulated, he's struggling to adjust, and on and on. I have no idea which of these may be accurate. It sounds like this particular class is a tough bunch overall. I'm terrified my child is going to earn a reputation as a bad kid and worse, internalize that himself. Relax, I think.
Or worse, that kid.
There were worse that kid.
What's the worst kid a kid could be?
My mom was just telling me how no parent can objectively evaluate their own child. So the fact that this parent thinks his child is average at impulse control and about average academically might mean they've never been good at any of these things.
Yeah. Average isn't good, I would say.
Also, I'm like descending into darkness here.
Yeah, you're really
morally.
Are.
You're, we see you opening Fandango.
Yeah, it sucks for that kid, I guess.
Yeah.
When the name of a movie is Cocaine Bear,
a bear did cocaine,
you can expect critics to snort. But the bonkers trailer has moviegoers salivating to see the film featuring a bear high on coke embarked on a murderous rampage. Sharknado, but for bears, but on cocaine. And then there's that tease, inspired by true events. This much, at least, is true.
Millions of dollars worth of cocaine fell from the sky this morning in Knoxville, Tennessee.
That did happen in 1985 when a drug smuggler named Andrew Thornton died in someone's backyard when he jumped from a small plane with bricks of cocaine in a duffel bag attached to it.
It looked like a gentleman jumped out of an airplane with a parachute that was too small for his load.
Before he jumped, he apparently dumped other cocaine-filled bags, and a 170-pound bear was found dead among the drugs on a Georgia hillside. Officials said he OD'd. The movie shows the bear dining on coke.
No, don't eat that, don't eat that.
The real bear died from the drugs, and there was no killing spree. It's believed the stuffed bear eventually ended up in a place called the Kentucky for Kentucky Fun Mall, where you can buy cocaine bear earrings, and even what they call a blow globe does not contain cocaine.
What the f*** is wrong with that bear?
The poor guy is being compared to Scarface.
Poor guy.
Some are calling him Pablo Escobar. A nickname even a coked-up bear might not take lying down. Ginny Mose, CNN.
And don't ever come down.
New York.
What do we think?
Can we see the one about Drake giving DJ Khaled four toilets? It's the,
I'm excited for next video. Cocaine Bear. Seems really dumb.
Yeah. We don't have time, Amir. Maybe next episode.
Yeah. Four toilets seems like a lot, though.
I also, my friend really likes one of the stars of that movie, Alden, whatever his last name is, the guy that was the young Han Solo in Solo, A Star Wars Story. So I knew about this movie for a really long time just by the name Cocaine Bear. And I was like, surely this is just a strangely named movie, but
it's what exactly it sounds
what
like.
It sounds like. So
Amir, how would you go about giving someone 4 toilets?
Right. You'd have to deliver them
logistically.
Like, just the installation alone would cost that person over $1,000, which I guess is fine. I assume DJ Khaled has
themselves. Yeah.
It's also like
you just have room for 4 toilets. You have 4 extra bathrooms.
I think if you asked DJ Khaled if he could
install toilets,
he'd say yes for sure.
He'd say nothing's impossible.
That's good. I gave you 3 toilets, and then he'd be like, another one. And then they get, all right, fine, 4 toilets.
I think it probably went something like Drake was like, let me get you this really special toilet bowl. And he's like, another
one. Yo, let me get you these toilets now.
That's you, Drake?
Yeah. Yo, I got you some toilets.
Joel, can you evaluate that?
I see where you're going with
Yo,
this.
Yo, listen, man, I got you some toilets, though.
Yeah, no, that's bad.
Yeah, no, man.
That being said, the DJ Khaled impression, on point.
Really?
OP. Yeah.
Not really. They're both bad. They're just
I got you a toilet.
You're just like not enunciating.
To be DJ Khaled, you need like one line at the beginning of the song. So honestly, I think you could fill in for him. And
we the best toilets. Is that him?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. We the best, yeah.
Yo, I got you a toilet, though.
Welcome to Shopify Wrapped. Everybody's been looking at their Spotify Wrapped this week of your most listened to artists. But I thought it'd be interesting to do Shopify Wrapped, which is...
You're a company man.
Yeah, yeah. Grace, cut that out.
That was fine.
What I need you guys to do is I need you to open your email inbox and search Shopify order. And then we're all going to go one by one and list the first 5 results that are actual Shopify orders. And that'll be our Shopify Wrapped. What do we think?
Well,
I actually have a different...
Notes.
Yeah,
notes?
I have actually a really big note.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go first.
Yeah, well, first off, I was going to say I don't think I'll have anything, just confirmed I don't. But what I'm actually interested in is I have a white elephant party that I'm going to tomorrow that I don't have a gift for.
All right.
So, like, if instead, like, maybe Marika has a good gift idea for me.
Well, why don't we do our Shopify wraps? Because what you're describing is just a discussion that's mostly unrelated. And then maybe some of our previous purchases will spark joy/inspiration.
Sure.
I don't have anything from Shopify.
Neither did I.
Marika.
Me neither. However, what I could do is log into the HeadGum email for the store and just read everyone's information that...
Breach of confidentiality.
Right, which is my exact point. Like, this never going to work as a game.
It's not a game. It's just like an interesting thing to be doing. It's like when you're playing cards with friends, but then you're talking about other shit.
Shopify isn't a store. It's an e-commerce platform that other stores use.
So if you say Shopify...
We should just look at our recent orders.
Fine. Let's go recent orders.
We could do Amazon, but that's like kind of boring. It's like, oh, shampoo, toilet paper.
Shut up, shut up, shut up. All right, here we go. Sense of Place Wines. I ordered some Pinot Noir online because I found this wine that I really like from Monterey County. That's number one.
That's so sad, man.
Number two.
Oh, we're not going around in a circle.
No, you
I
have
feel
to
like
do-
it's just Jeff. Trying to sort of brag about buying stuff online
is
the game.
Maybe this is like Jeff's gift guide.
Yeah.
It's wine. Gift guide, fine. Maybe that's interesting, but I just thought this would be interesting because that's what's going on in the ether right now. Right?
Well, Spotify is not Shopify.
Got a buddy 4 toilets here. Nothing that exciting.
I was only prepared with my Shopify stuff, which
well,
is...
Well, do your Shopify stuff if
no,
you have...
No, because some of it was fucking personal.
Then don't yell at us, because how are you not going to end up reading the personal stuff?
Nice! Yes. Oh, this is good. A signed Steely Dan Asia record that I got for somebody for Christmas.
That's nice of you.
Who
here we go.
Cares?
A cream cable net fisherman sweater.
Jeff, didn't
That's
you
normal
on a recent episode that we learned that you are limiting your spending to only necessities? And the things that have been in your orders list are a Steely Dan record, wine that you liked, and a fisherman sweater.
First of all.
And you live in LA.
First of all, I resent the implication that wine is not a necessity. Nice. Second of all, the Steely Dan record is a gift for an important person in my life who I need to impress. And that's not a necessity. And the fisherman sweater was a birthday gift to myself. All right. Also, I didn't say I was limiting my spending to nothing I don't need. I just said I was trying to rein in my expenses, which I have been doing. I have $10,000 in VT Sacks.
What's that?
Joel knows.
VT Sacks.
I don't.
It's a Vanguard account.
Joel is why, like, why do you Joel, think Joel, if you knows? Lean back like a foot, are you in full darkness?
What are your guys' last four online orders?
I just bought a pair of socks today. Ondo Merino Wool No Show Socks 4-pack Charcoal Black.
I got something for you, Jeff.
All right.
My friend that I always go bike riding with never wears a helmet. So I bought him a helmet for his birthday.
Okay.
He tried it on, it didn't fit. So then I bought him a new helmet, which I just sent to him. And you have a review podcast, right? So I sent him the top review for this item, which is, I have a big head and have problem finding helmets that fit. This one fits even my king-size dome. I also think it is pretty good looking.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I look at reviews all the time. I think that's pretty down the middle.
Well, it fit my friend's head, so... That's the important thing.
I'm glad.
Nice.
My Billy Razor subscription re-upped. So that's probably the second thing that I ordered.
I got this cool deli hat.
Yeah.
Nice.
Langers.
All right. Well, this sucked. Let's just move on.
Jesus, man.
Listen, this is kind of real. I just thought this would be a nice way to end this episode. There's been a lot of hate speech going around. Yesterday, Kanye said that Hitler had a lot of good things about him and merit, and that Nazism isn't bad. So I thought we could, instead of spreading hate speech, which... I don't think this show spreads hate speech, but it definitely spreads hate, mostly towards me. But I thought we could all go around and say one thing we love about each other. I'll start, because I know you guys don't have anything. Joel, I think you're a really charismatic guy. I think that people are magnetized to your personality and smile when you're at a bar. Marika, when you
only
get in...
at a bar?
I take it back.
Yeah, have you been
man.
To a bar with Joel?
Fuck you. Have you been to bars?
Yeah, I think we have.
Marika.
Yeah. All right.
When you get into things, you get into things very deeply, which resonates with me, and I appreciate it about you. I know that if I consume a piece of media, you've already have consumed it, and I could ask you any question about it, and you would know the answer to the question. That's pretty cool, and that makes you an interesting person.
Thanks, I guess.
All right. Joel, Marika, you guys?
You
are you just
me.
Skipping Amir?
Oh. I like that in the... Oh, here's something nice. I like that in the past couple of years, you've kind of reined it in content-wise, right? Like, you're not, like, trying to make pilots anymore. You're not even really doing Jake and Amir videos anymore, which you guys, like, started doing again, and then you stopped.
Why do you like
just
that I'm doing
you less? Having less of a digital footprint is good to me. That's also why I'm wishing for the demise of Twitter. This is all a compliment. I'm saying I'm glad that you've reined it
in. Not really.
And I'm proud of you for that. I think that shows growth.
How is that a compliment?
It's a compliment because I think you're realizing what your strong suits are where you maybe should disappear. What's that?
What would you say is my strong suit?
What was that movie where... Oh, Arrested Development, that school where it's like a blank boy, like, you know, is out of sight, out of mind.
A Milford man.
A Milford man, yeah.
Is never seen nor heard.
Ideally, you're a Milford man in that regard. This is supposed to be nice.
Yeah. We share that concern.
No, Amir, I think you're really smart and observant of human behavior, and that's why you can add little isms in your comedy that resonate with people.
Making it up entirely, that meant nothing.
All right, now it's let me popcorn it over to Marika. And by the way, we don't go anywhere. The show doesn't end unless everyone does this. Trying to put some positivity out there.
Right.
Yeah, your positivity for me was that I do less and that you're proud of me. Then you thought of an Arrested Development joke. Then you said I do stand-up or something.
Marika?
Joel has been a great person to share an office space with and is always very... This is so badly worded. you're always very, like, open to doing things with everyone, and you're always there for the free lunch, which I really respect, and I like having you in the office. Is that good enough? Did I pass?
Go on. No, that was good.
Joel on, King.
Amir is celebrating so early. I really appreciate that you come to me for theater recommendations for yourself and your family. I think that's really fun, and I like giving those out. So I'm glad that I can be that person for you.
Broadway expert.
Sort of a cult compliment to yourself, but I'll take it.
Well, she's like, I also ordered wine from Monterey.
Well, the nice aspect of it was that I recommended a show for Amir's parents to see, and they liked it a lot, and he sent me their response, which was very cute, and that made me happy. Jeff is... I'm so bad at this kind of thing.
No, that's all right. You don't have to.
No,
do it.
Genuinely, I really enjoy being your friend and have for the past 5 years or whatever. It's been great watching you grow up.
How much older than me are you? 4 years?
Three?
You're 28?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. But you always felt like a child that was around. I feel like
still
it's
do,
it's
really.
It's also like I was so used to being that person, like the younger person in friend groups because I like graduating early and stuff. So it was fun to have someone else that like took over that role.
I'll take
genuinely, you're a great pal.
Thanks. This is also, by the way, just a midway point of why I decided to do this. This is the ultimate way to make people uncomfortable. People always ask me, like, what's your podcast about? I'm like, it's really hard to explain, but it's basically like a panel show hosted by a maniac, and I just try to make people really uncomfortable. This is the most uncomfortable anyone's ever been on this show. Let's take it over to Joel.
You're asking us now, to be sincere and vulnerable.
Let's do Amir, actually, because I know that Amir's going to have the hardest time, and I don't want to end it on his sour. Amir?
Joel is brilliant and incredibly hardworking and talented. He's also a perfect personality fit, seems to never get stressed out, always down to hang out, great sense of humor, can, you know, program and also do the HeadGum podcast. Rare to find someone who can do those things. He loves basketball. Appreciate that about him. Always down to talk hoops. Always down to play hoops. I heard he's very athletic and good at basketball.
This is a lot.
Marika is incredibly hardworking. You know, the backbone of HeadGum, makes sure that everything runs on time, never gets too like stressed out despite having to deal with so much shit from everybody at the company. Constantly is down to make HeadGum a better place, whether it be through live shows or making sure that like all the ads are served on time, making sure that, you know, little things get done and huge things get done all at the same time. One man wrecking crew, and, you know, is one of the reasons, probably the biggest reason that HeadGum is where it is because of Marika.
And we have that all on record. So Marika, I'll clip this out for you to send in an email to Marty demanding at least $120,000 a year if you're not already making that.
Cool. Thank you.
Jeff is always kind of like down to figure out like different, like I couldn't wear what Jeff wears. No way.
It wouldn't fit, for one.
Yeah, but it doesn't fit him either, so.
You can't rock, like, long socks and Blundstones?
We both seemingly equally cannot, but Jeff is down to try. Which, yeah. Is it Joel's?
By the way, if those were, you know how on TikTok drummers will like drum to the rhythm of comedy?
Yeah.
That would be two perfectly executed jazz drumming solos and then like a toddler learning the tambourine bad in the ways.
You're saying my compliments were good to everybody. But
how
you.
Quickly and effortlessly they came for Joel and Marika, and then for me, you stumbled into it. And
well, I do also feel like Amir is in a position where he has to evaluate employees in that sort of way. And like, you're not really fully an employee, so he doesn't really have to do that with you.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So he was prepared for us.
Mm-hmm. Joel?
I'll start Marika, because I think that's the easiest. You know, Marika is great at meeting people where they are. Feel like you always know that she has your back. Like in the office, I feel like if there's like a gym moment where I need to sort of look at someone and like we both know like that was funny or weird, Marika's like the person for that. And just has a kind and understanding heart and is always great to be around.
Thanks, Joel.
Amir, I guess it's cool that you're the boss, but you don't really act like it. As in, you act
you take
like one
no
of
no responsibility,
good or bad. Yeah,
like you're sort of very down to hang out with all of us underlings, whether it's shooting hoops, talking hoops, just being yourself. Cracking the same jokes that we hear on here all the time, whether they're good or not.
Classic.
And then Jeffrey, you know, it's interesting hanging out with Jeffrey. I think Jeff is actually a very,
we usually stop around the 50-minute mark.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.